Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That's Scottie Pippen, who was on The Jump, talking about Zion Williamson. We'll get Dave Burkett at 2:30, but saying he should sit out the rest of the year. Hard to argue. He'll be the number one pick. Hard to argue. He's going to have a massive, possibly record-breaking shoe deal. So I can't argue it, but I will tell you, unlike football, you don't get back the ability to truly get better. I mean, there is, yes, he can work in the gym. And he could get better at certain aspects of his game. But what I will tell you is these are the first real basketball games that Zion Williamson is ever playing against people that are remotely as good as him. The AAU style of basketball does not make you better. It's a showcase. And his high school, forget it. You saw the highlights. Zion was out there. It was manslaughter every night. Hammering on some 5'8 white kid who had to go home and cry. Playing at Duke and playing against real teams. Real players that are capable of focusing on him and trying to stop him. He's getting better. That's hard to replace. Ticket text coming in. Mike almost peed my pants laughing while listening to the Vegas Adventures on the pod. Eric and Wes Bloomfield. Yes, the new pod is up. Always aggravated. iTunes, radio.com. Subscribe, rate, review. You know the deal. Today's pod was awesome. Love the Sully rant. Great stuff. Jadeveon Clowney sat out his last year at South Carolina. I think more guys need to start thinking about it. Agree with Pippen. College basketball is nothing more than an NBA tryout. He's getting better playing against college competition, but he's limited on practice hours due to guidelines. If he shuts it down, he can train elsewhere and get up as many shots a day as he wants. Josh, fair point. Mike, is it crazy I want Barrett over Zion? He's one of the most complete pro-ready guys out of college. That's from Joe. No, Joe, I'm not going to say you're crazy, but what I'll tell you is, start of the year, I thought there was a chance that your opinion would be proven real. But as the year has gone on, Barrett looks like a good prospect and Zion looks like a great one. And Barrett's going to be a good player. And you're right, he's ready. But Zion's upside, for lack of a better term, is incalculable. I can't imagine what his upside is. And on the right team, where they're going to space things around him, and he is able to play downhill and attack the rim and operate out of that high post. I'm telling you, this guy, I think he's, I said this when we, oddly enough, when we did our first podcast of Always Aggravated, we had Dan Wetzel on, and I had said it to him. I go, I think this kid is that LeBron-type player, the once-a-decade guy. You get Zion, you get Unibrow, you get LeBron. You only get one of those guys every so often. I think he's that kind of guy. And that's the difference between him and Barrett. I don't think anyone's going to be bummed out having R.J. Barrett come to training camp. But whoever gets Zion, you're getting an organization that'll have a higher valuation from pricing. You're going to immediately have a spike in season tickets. You will immediately have this unbelievable presence around the league. It's just, he's a difference maker. Go ahead, Mikey.
Yeah, this is, you know what? This is one of those questions where usually I have some sort of hot take on it or some strong opinion, but I am completely torn on answering this question about Zion, because on one hand, I look at it and say, okay, he needs to sit out because he's just going to get hurt. We've seen it happen before. It is a bowl game type premise where you might as well just not play. You might as well not play. You need a star to do this in order for stuff to change anyway. I do believe that. But on the other hand, I look at it and say, you can't just sit out the entire season. You can't sit out half the season. You can't just set that precedent of, I'm just going to throw my hands up and not play. At some point, it boils down to the business decision of...
Can I ask you a question before you continue?
Yeah.
Why? Like, really dig into the reason, why can't you? What's behind you saying you can't sit out the rest of the year? That's what I want to center on, Mike. Why?
Because with basketball, it's different, where you're such a young, you're 18, 19 years old, and like you were kind of saying last segment, it does behoove you to get the competition.
But
to play like that.
But this is the exception because he is the number one pick, and he is going to get the largest shoe deal in history. You do realize that until he signs his second contract, he will make more money on sneakers than he will make playing basketball. It's there right now.
I just view
it. He goes out and ruptures his Achilles, and that vert goes from, 48 inches to 39. You got a real problem.
I know. But it's different than just a one bowl game type thing, which is what I compare it to.
I agree. But what's punitive? Like, how can we make the case that sitting out would hurt him? I made the development case. And I think, look, everybody wants to believe you're going to get better coaching, but make no mistake, it's a man's league. You don't get better during the year. You ask anybody who's played the game, you ask anybody who coaches the game. The summer is when you get better. So, I agree with you as a fan.
Here's what I struggle with, to be honest with you.
Why no one pays attention?
Well, I don't know. Well, that too. But I have more respect. I really do. I have more respect if Zion goes out and says, you know what, dude, I want to compete and just win this national title. Let's go. Like, we have so much talent on this Duke team. I'm around a couple other NBA prospects.
Right, but your respect isn't worth
$125
million.
But I think it's from a competitive, if I'm an NBA GM, from a competitive standpoint, him saying, I got this killer instinct, let's go, let's run, let's go win the title, as opposed to let me wrap myself in bubble wrap and just sit out the rest of the year. I respect a guy that wants to just go win the title.
Hatchet, your thoughts?
While I completely understand what you're saying, Mike, about the competition he's facing versus what he had in high school, we all know it's a higher competition level he's facing right now. I have to say he has to sit out, though. And I'm basing it only on what happened on Saturday. He played Saturday, and he got poked in the eye and didn't play the entire first half. I'm sorry, second half. And I know, yeah, sure, he got poked in the eye, no big deal. But what if that was a knee? What if that was his ankle? What if he got hit in the head, had a concussion, and now he's dealing with, long-term issues here? I have to sit him out. If I'm him, I would not play the rest of the year because I have to be worried and concerned about my financial future. I just have to sit out. That's just what I would do. I would advise my sons to do it. I would advise anybody close to me to do it. If you've already gotten to this level, the hype you've received, sit out. You're really not going to gain much more than just, maybe gaining someone's respect and playing and winning a national title. But in the end, what does that really get you?
I know. So that's why I didn't make fun of what Scotty said, David.
Yeah.
And I can't come up, look, other than saying, hey, you're going to hurt yourself with an extra 20 games of development in the grand scheme of things. He doesn't need Duke.
No, he doesn't. And that ticket texter was exactly right. He could do more work by himself.
I'll tell you one thing he needs to do.
And work on his jump shot then.
I'm being serious about this now. One thing he needs to do, he looks a little softer right now than he did 2 months ago. And when you play at 282, 285, hey, man, I've never seen anything like him, and I'm not asking him to be a fitness model. But if I were Zion, I'd probably transition some of that weight from fat to muscle, and I think at 275, you present your best self. You present the best version of you. If I'm him and I decide to sit out, that's the biggest thing he needs to do is he needs to get into the best shape of his life. Because I feel like once the season has started now, he's kind of trending the wrong way. He looks a little softer. Now, he's still unbelievable. But if David's talking about sitting out, yeah, you're right. But why don't we get down to 275?
I also just don't think you can simulate that game experience to that level. Sure, you can go get in the gym, you can put up a bunch of shots, but to the level right now where you're playing with and against lottery picks?
No disagreement, Mike.
You can't simulate it. And
the problem is there's going to be a shoe war over him, right? Puma's back in the space. You got New Balance, who just got Kawhi. You've got Adidas. You've got Nike. You've got Under Armour. Zion is maybe the only rookie who will come out where I think right off the top, he will have a signature shoe. And you know what kind of money is behind that.
Yep.
I think there's a $100 million deal that'll be on the table for him, sneaker-wise. Mike, there's no arguing what you're saying, but there's also the economics is why these guys play.
It's tough. But here's the thing. This does go in the back of my head when you talk about injuries. If you just sit out and you're not playing that game experience, you know, I do think when all of a sudden you go full speed again, that could you could get injured. We saw it happen with Dez Bryant, who just sat out for a year, came back, immediately got hurt the first day of practice. I think there is something to be said about an injury of that way as well. Not that it would happen, but again, not that he would get hurt this year. It's worth discussing, though.
I think if he's my son, I'm telling him to sit out. Being straight up with him. You don't need this school. You don't need these people. We came here. We did what we needed to do. Why? Here's the other thing. Can we please stop acting like the one and done is nothing? Is anything more than a business transaction?
Exactly.
You're not a real student. You're never going to convince me these kids have books. See, Duke is using you. You're using Duke. What's the problem?
See, and at this point, because of the hype he's garnered, he can work out with anybody, any former NBA player, any current NBA player he wants to work out with on his own, and he can do that.
Yep.
Anybody would say, yeah, sure, I'll work out with you. LeBron, take a week off during All-Star break. He can say, you know what? Yeah, I'll come up. I'll work with you for a couple days. He can do that because he's Zion.
I'll get back into it later. I think it's very interesting. We got to talk Dave Burkett right now because really interesting is what's going on with the Lions offensive coordinator job. And Dave wrote a really nice, comprehensive piece that, well, really brings up some interesting questions. We'll talk to Dave next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.